Okay, we will begin Parak Hey. B'chalkei HaBriya U'matzveyem B'prat. This is talking about Chalakim of the Briya. But specifically, we're going to move on to a little bit of a different inyan. It's been the last couple of Shiurim, the last couple of Prakim, talking about man and talking about his, what he's supposed to be doing in this world and how he's supposed to do it. A little on the heavy side of things, more giving us a little bit of an achrayis. And now, as we move on, the last parak really of this chalik, the chalik aleph, deals with another part of the Briya, as the whole chalik has been dealing with the Briya itself, as opposed to the next chalik is going to deal with other types of things, hashkocha, pratis, and hashkocha, and those type of inyanim. We have to talk about other things in the Briya that are not man, and not things, so to speak, in this world. Chalkei klalei HaBriya Shnayim. There are two parts to the Briya. Gashmi and Veruchanim. Could divide it up into the Gashmi and the physical things. Veruchanim and to the spiritual things. HaGashmim heim ha-murgashim mechusheinu. The physical things are things that we could feel, we could experience with our senses, with our chushim. And those, umischalkim l'alyoinim v'sachtoinim. Even in the Gashmiim, it's divided up into the alyoinim and to the tachtoinim. What are the alyoinim? Alyoinim hem klal hagromim ha-shmeimim. Those are the things that are in the heavens. Da'ainu ha-gagalim v'kechveyim. The stars and the planets and all those type of things. And atachtoinim, those are called the alyon, the ones that are above. And tachtoinim, the ones that are below, him klal ma shebechalal hagagal atachtoin. That's things that we could call in our world, in earth, ta'inu ha'aretz, ha'mayim, ha'avir, v'chol ma shebehem min ha'gufim ha'mergashim. That's the land, the water, the air, everything that we have physical in this world, that we're mortgage, we could sense it, we could feel it, we could see it, we know it's here. That's all gashmias. V'aruchaniyim. What are the Ruchaniyim, the more spiritual? Heim Nivraim, these are creations, Mishalol and Migeshem, that doesn't have any Gashmias. They don't have any. Mishalol, they're removed from it. Biltim or Gashim Mechusheinu, and because there's no Gashmias to it, it's not something that our senses, that we could feel, that we could sense that they're there. Man is physical, and he's able to sense and feel and realize things, experience things that are physical. For him to be makir, there are things that are ruchani that don't have gashmias to them. He can't do that, but they're there. Umitzakim l'shnei minim. Now, in the ruchaniim, we could divide that up into two minim. Ha'echad neshamis. The one type is neshamis. V'hasheni, and the second one are nivdalim. Things that are removed, meaning from gashmias. The way he's describing them, and he will explain what that means in a minute, but how do you describe them? They're nivdalim. They are separated. They are nivdal. What are they nivdal from? Well, the way we could relate to it, they're nivdal min achaymer, so to speak. They're nivdal from gashmias. Hanish shamis, hey min nivraim ruchaniyim. Hisatu love v'zeich haguf. Neshamis, as we know, is a type of ruchnias, but what's its job? What was it made to do? Hisatu, what's its asid, what's its future, what's its goal? Lovei b'saych haguf, to go into a body. Ligavel b'saychay, to be mixed into it. Gibul is a lashon, when you need dough, water, flour and water together. You need it, that's called gibul. When you mix it together, become one entity. Ligavel b'saychay. V'likasher by b'kesher amis, to be tied to it with a strong tie. The lifel by kula shyness, and to do different things to it, bismanim shyness at different times. That's as we've been speaking about. That's what the neshama does into the goof. It becomes one with it. Comes one with it forever, except for a small time in the middle called misa. But in this world, in olam haba, after tchias hameisim, so it goes into the goof to become one with it. Hanivdalim. What are these things we're calling nivdalim? Hey, min nivraim ruchaniyim. They are also a creation of ruchnias. Bilti mutadim leguf es klal. But their job is not to go into a guf. v'nechlokim l'shnei chalakim. And even these you could divide up into two categories. Ha'echad nikra kaiches. One of them is called kaiches. V'asheni malachim. And the second one is called a malach. Now kaiches, we'll see in a minute what they are, but basically they are the hanhagos of Hashem. The way Hashem deals with this world, those are called kaiches. Minyani ruchni. The concept of Eser Sfiris, which I have no clue what it means, but it's some type of thing. Anhaga Sirvan Shloilam, Api Kabbalah, and all these type of inyanim. But those are all included in Kaichas. They're not Malachim, they're Anhagas. Vasheni are Malachim. Began Hemi Milas Rabbis Vashinas, and even the Malachim also have levels to them. There's Malachi Chesed, there's Malachi Din, there's all categories to the Malachim. There's higher Madregas of Malachim, lower Madregas of Malachim, Srofim, Maifanim, Chayes, all those, there's all the Madregas. Vilohem, Chukim, Tivim, Mimitsiusa. And they also, even the Malachim, and even the Malachim who have Ruchaniim to them, the Ruchnias, but there are certain rules, natural rules to their Mitzvahs of what they could do, what they can't do, Kifi Malasem, Madragasem. Again, depending on what Madrega they are, what Mila they have, they also have their rules to them. Just like in the Gashmistic world, there's rules, there's a Teva. The Teva is not nature, that's just nature is the rules, Rav Hashem set up. In the Ruchanim also there's rules. We could call them many types of different things under one category called Sug HaMalachi. It's not like there's one thing called a Malach. Malach is a very general term. Under Malachim, there's Minim Rabim, all different types of Minim, with all different types of rules to them. That's Malachim. So those are the Ruchani. And we've set this up very absolute. Gashmias and Ruchnias. Well, there's one min of Nivroim, Shehu Kimayam Tsoi ben Ruchani v'Gashmi, that he is a mix, somewhere in the middle, between Ruchni and Gashmi. Now, you probably all think we're talking about man, but we're not. V'ainu Shebehemet Einay Murgash Mechushenu. You can't sense it with yours. We as physical people can't sense them. And they also don't have all the gashmias. They're not something physical. Because they have these aspects of a ruchani that we can't sense them, and they have no guf to them. There's no gashmias to them. There are those who call it incorrectly shaloi bediktuk ruchani, as if they are completely ruchani. Avol nivdo binyane minasug hamalachi. Afopishi is damalai beza bechinas. But it's incorrect. It's totally different. It's separated. It's not malach. It's not even in this big category called malach. Even though it's similar to it, in similar, it has some similarities. V'yesh lechutim pratim gvulim yuchadim. It's its own category, has its own rules, its own details, its own gvulim, kafi mitzyusay be'emes, kafi what it is. The nikra zehamin hashedi. That's called, as we know, what's called the shedim. Shumin hashedim. V'ulam gam hu yischalik lepratim achadim. It also has its own, it could be divided up into different pratim, meaning there's bad shedim. A lot of times you find the shedim are mazikim, also called as mazikim. At the same time, Chazal tell us that there was a sheikh called Yosef Shido who used to teach Torah to Amirayim, or used to give messages between the Amirayim of Torah. The Gemara says also, on Shabbos, somehow certain halachas that were said in one place were said over in another place too. The Gemara says, how did it happen? The Gemara says, maybe the sheikh Yosef Shido heard it in this Bismedrash, and he took it all the way over to the other Bismedrash at the end of the day from... It was from in Surah to Pumbedisa, were far away from each other, maybe took them over. So you see that even amongst the Shadim, there's different types. Sheyoshiv Hamin HaKlali Sug L'Gabeyam Ve'in Minim Eilam. Meaning there's a Min HaKlali called the Sug HaShadim, and then it also has its different meaning. So just to explain a little bit what this means, we won't fully understand it, but the idea of what he's trying to say is being a little bit vague. Chazal tell us that there are six things, the Gemara says, about Shaydin. Three of them are similar to Malachim, and three of them are similar to people. Meaning a Shayd has things like Malachim and like people. That's what he was saying. It's an emtsai bein ruchani v'gashmi. What are the three like Malachim, the Gemara says? They have wings like Malachi Asharis. And they're able to fly from one end of the world to the other end of the world, like Malachi Asharis. And they're able to hear things in Shamayim, Achayri Apargut, from behind, up in Shamayim. They're able to hear things like Malachim. So in those three ways, they're like Malachim. In three ways, they're like people, says the Gemara. They eat and drink like people. They reproduce like people. And they die like people. So the Gemara is saying it's three and three. So that's what he means, that it has aspects of Malachim. It's not Murgash, has no Gashmias, and that's why it could fly from one end of the world to the other. It could hear things Macharei Apargud, but at the same time, it's like Chavashayisa, Parim Barabin, Mason, Kimnei Adam, Malachim don't do those things. Now the Ramban, in Parshas Acharemais, where he deals over there with the Indian by the Isser of eating Dam, so he talks about a little bit over there, the Indian of Shaydim, and it'll just give us an insight in what it means. It's in the middle, either Yeruch Nis or Gashmis, what is it? So, it's well known that man was created from four Yesoides. Okay, in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, Ramban Barichas talks about it over there. Man is made from four Yesoides, and from those four Yesoides, which are Eish, right, Mayim, Ruach, and what's the last one? Ofer, an Ofer, right? Those are the four. You put them all together, and you get a Guf. You get Gashmias. That's what man is made out of. Shadim are made out of two out of the four, Eish and Aver. You put the Eish and the Aver together, so you don't have the Mayim, you don't have the Ofer, so you don't have the Guf. If you really want to get very, very simple, very simple terms, you don't have the Guf. Eish, you understand that the Ofer and the Mayim turn into a Guf, and somehow the Eish and the Aver also, and the Ruach help out somehow. But the Eish and the Ruach, those are what the Shadim are made out of, so they don't have a Guf. So it doesn't get a guf as we see it of Ofer and Mayim, but it's something of it. Two Yesoides it does have. So it's more of a Ruchnius type of guf of Eish and Aver. Now, that's why it's in the middle. It's two out of four. It's two out of four. There's two out of four. So, now being that death, so to speak, has to do with when you put things together, the Ramban says this many times, it's one of the steerers, so to speak, to the whole Indian of the scientists he talks about in Parshas Bereishis, but they say man has to die. It's impossible when you put four things together, eventually they're going to come apart. They can't stay together forever. Elements on their own just remain. You put them with other things, eventually they'll have to come apart. Ramban talks about how we don't believe that, and Adam would have lived forever if not, because we understand there's a neshama, but the way scientists see it, and could be they're right in the way they see it now, because you see four elements and everyone does die, so there's no other conclusion to come to. But it's the same idea with the Shay. When you put the Eish and the Aver together, by definition, they're going to have to come apart eventually. And therefore, that's the union of the Misa. So these are a little bit of the concepts of a Shay, how it is an emtsoi between Ruchni and Gashmi. A Malach doesn't have any of these. It doesn't have any of these Yesoides. These Yesoides are Gashmi and Sticky Yesoides, Eish and Aver, and Ruach. So the Shade has two out of the four of the Yesoides. So therefore, it's in the middle. Therefore, it has some things that are similar to man, something that are similar to Malachim, but it's really neither. It's something in the middle. And that's just, he says, we have to know. As we speak about the different creations in the world, we have to know. V'hine. Now we move on. Nivchan v'nivdal min ha'adam levadoi v'yos morkav mishnei min ebriya nivdalim legamri. What's different about man, different than all the other things, and that is that man is the only one that is murkab. He's made up of two things. From these two types of riyas, that we have ruchanim and gashmi. So far they've been absolute, pretty much, ruchani and gashmi. And even the shade, it wasn't the pshat two things came together, it was like a half a gashmi. We took two of the asidas of gashmi, put them together, and we ended up with this mystical thing called the shade, which seems to be ruchani, but as he said, it's wrong, it's not ruchani. It just hasn't made it to gashmi as yet, so got stuck somewhere in the creation. Man is not like that. Man, two separate creations, ruchnius, complete ruchnius, and complete gashmius, fused together into one bria called Adam. Dahainu haneshama ha'yoyna v'haguf ha'shafel. This high neshama and this low guf. There's no other creation we can compare this, that the Rabbeinu Shalom took two things and put them into one. V'kan tzarek shatizar, and says, when we talk about this, we have to be very careful. Shaloi tito lachshoiv shiyya inyan shar balechayim kinyan adam. We might think to ourselves and say, we understand, as we said before, there's gashmias. The examples of gashmias were absolute gashmias. Land, water, air, these things don't do anything, they just are. So you're going to talk about man being different. Why? Man moves, man talks, man grows. Well, there's other creations in the world that do some of the same things. Balechayim. So when we say that man is different, he says you might mistakenly think man is not so different. He's not so unique because there's other live things. So he says, don't make that mistake. Ki ein nefesh ha-balechayim el-dover gashmi. And this is something that there's only so much one could understand about this. And that is, that even though animals also live, don't mistakenly think that what gives them the kayach to live, which is a nefesh, it has to be some type of nefesh that gives something the kayach to live, it's not ruchani, it's gashmi. Min hadakim shebegashmias. It's one of the finest, so to speak, of gashmias. It's not a tangible gashmias, but you know what? Neither is time, and it's also gashmi. Gashmi isn't always something that is tangible. It's something that we can sense, we can feel, we have the idea, we can understand it. And that is, it's gashmias. It's min hadakim shebegashmias. The idea, a similarity of it, is also found in man, because man is also a Balchai. So that idea that to be a living creature, you don't have to have a neshama. You don't have to have ruchnis to you at all. It can be an animal. Animals are living too. They move, they grow, they do everything. But they're not ruchani. There's nothing ruchnius about them. They live, they have a neshama. It's a gashmius neshama. It was created from gashmi. The lashon of the pasuk, if I could find it here, what's the lashon of the pasuk that it says, in Kehelis, mi yodea ruach bnei adam, ha'ayla hi lamala, v'ruach ha'behema ha'yeredis hi lamata ba'aretz. The Ramban also brings this in other places. Ben Yaina brings this pasuk to show you that the ruach of bnei adam, their neshama, where does it go? Lamayla. The ruach of a behema, yeredis hi lamata ba'aretz. Its nefesh goes down lamata ba'aretz. Everything goes back to its source. The neshama of a person is ruchni. It goes to ruchni stick a place. The nefesh of an animal is gashmi. When it's done, it goes back to its source of gashmias. Now he is saying that man has that nefesh because he's a balchai, and the truth is the Ramban in Parshas Bereishis does talk about this, that man has three separate nefashes. The Ramban talks about over there, I think it's over there where he talks about when Adam was not allowed to eat animals. Right, where he talks about there is a similarity, so at that point, since Adam and an animal have the same nefesh, although man has more, but since there is some similarity, Adam was not allowed to eat behemoths until the days of Noach was saved, the animals were saved by Noach, so Hashem gave him presents, you're allowed to eat them. Until then, he could only eat machlokes. What he could eat if him and the animals are the same. You go to the big machlokes Rishayim, the Ramban and Rashi over there in Parshas Bereishis. But the Ramban says over there that there is a nefesh that causes something to grow, and that plants also have. They also grow. That's a type of a nefesh. right? Plants are alive. They're not alive in the sense that they walk around. Then there's they call that the nefesh hagidol kitzemeach. Something grows. So man has that in him, animals have it too. There's the nefesh hatznua, that things, tnua means to move. Grass, trees, these things that grow don't have that. But animals are able to move also. Man has that nefesh. And then, what man has above that is a neshama, as we'll talk about in a minute. So the Ramban seems to say that, and the way it sounds like also from the Ramchal, is that man has that nefesh of animal. But once we're going to put in his neshama, it's not going to be he's just an animal plus. He's an entire different bria. But we have mentioned before, and the Rambam in Shmoneh Prakim does say, that even though man and animal both have this nefesh called nefesh habahamis, this gashmias type of nefesh, the Rambam says beferish, that the nefesh of an Adam, his gashmias nefesh is still a different nefesh. It's a more refined nefesh than the nefesh of a behemoth. So even though the Ramchal seems to say it's the same, and even the Ramban seems to say it's the same, unless you want to make a machlekes out of it, why should we do that? We say it's the same idea, it's both gashmi, but if you're going to take them and compare them, we don't want to say man is animal plus. Or animal, and his neshama just made him different. Even his original nefesh, his lashon is adino yoiser. It's more refined, right? It's more refined than the nefesh of a behemoth. So, all they mean to say is, when we're comparing it, man also has a nefesh hagashmi. But, as he continues, amnam zulat kol zeh yesh ba'adam neshama yoina. But besides for all this, that's all the gashmias half of man. But we said he's made up of two separate brias. We gave him the neshama al yayna shumin bria b'feyatzmai. It's not part of him. It's not the animal. It's not the tznua. It's its own bria. Nivdo min aguf legamri. We started off and we said there's neshamas. That's part of the ruchnias. Totally separate from a guf. The nefesh of a behema is not separate from a guf. That's part of the guf, is having a nefesh. V'rochik mimenu ad moi, but that's not what a neshama. The neshama is very far from it. Totally opposite from it. Shebov and iksheres boi, because a rossi is baruch shemai. That because the Rebbeinu Shem has been geyser, comes and it ties itself. Ala kavona shezacharnu b'prokim shekadamnu. It's iksheres. That's the pella. Right, the Rama says, "Umafli lasais," in the bracha of Asher Yatzar. The Rama says, "What's the mafli? What's the pella? The pella is that the Rebbeinu Shalom is kosher, a davar ruchani v'davar gashmi. He takes a davar ruchani, the neshama, he puts it into a gashmi. He ties them into one, keeps them together as one entity. That's called umafli lasais. That's the pella the Rebbeinu Shalom does with the guf. So that is what." Adam is. So we've shown that there's two categories. There's Gashmim and Ruchanim. Then there's an Emtsai called Shadim. And then there's a new Bria called Adam, where we take a Nivra that's Gashmi and a Nivra that is Ruchni, put them together to make a new Nivra. Now, Hanivraim HaGashmim Yiduim HaEmetzlein. The Nivraim HaGashmim, those we know, the Chukeseyam U'Mishpateyam HaTivim Mechlalam U'Fersamim, we don't have to go into what they're all about and what they do. That's it, Gashmim, we understand what land is, even the planets and the solar system and all the stars. We have an idea what they are. Why? Because we know them, we sense them, we can see them, we can study them. But Ruchanim is very hard for us to really comprehend and to describe. Because we can't even relate to them. Can't even imagine them. But we have to know them. We have to try to the best of our ability. And we will speak about them. This is a Mesiris. The Rav Chaim Friedlander and his peers here on the Ramchal says that everything that we know about these inyanim is a Messiris from Moshe Rabbeinu Misinai. He says, this idea that Adam has a nefesh, a ruach, and a neshama, how are we supposed to know this? Where are we supposed to know this from? He says over here that he spoke to a big surgeon. He says, he cut a person up from top to bottom, right? He looked everywhere. He didn't see any neshama there. He didn't see anything. All the gashmias of the person. He couldn't find anything of it. So there's no way for us to know what all these things are. So how do we know? How does the Ramban know? How does anyone know? It's a Mesiris. It's a Mesiris. Moshe Rabbeinu. So we're going to talk about them. Kafi Amesiris Shebiyadein. Vihine. Mino Ikarim Hagedolim Shebiyadeinu Binyunzeh. One of the main Ikrim. Or the greatest of the Ikrim. That we have in our hands in this Inyan. Hu Shekeneged Koma Shenimtsoba Nimtsoim Ashvalim Nimtsoim Lamaila Koichas Nivdolim. That there is nothing in this world, in this Nimtza HaShvalim, and now he's going to divide up everything into categories. There's Shvalim, what's low down, meaning the things that are in this world in Olam HaZeh, and then there's Del Yayinim, things in the Olamis HaYayim, the Ruchanim. Anything that there is in this world, there are Kaychais L'mayla, Sheyemehem Mishtal Shalim V'yaitzim, that the reason the things are here are because there is something up there, some Dava Ruchani up there that is, I don't know what the word Mishtal Shalim usually means, to lower, to transmit. Somehow it's attached itself. It's the one that's responsible for the existence of the thing in this Olam HaShofel. This is in the order of Ishtalshulus, of the transmitting, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was Geyser, and that's how those, that phrase is going to come up in the next few paragraphs, which he's going to try to explain a little bit of what we're talking about, but it's going to keep on. Why is it like this? Because that's the way the Rabbeinu Shel Olam decided. Hashvalim ha'ela heimu mikreya. These things in this world, heim, meaning their existence, umikreyem, and what happens to them, or how they work, are all dependent on things that happen in Shamayim. Like we know, this is what it means, that famous Medrash, and it's a Zohar that says, Ein lecha kol esev ve'esev nomata, there's no blade of grass in this world, shei memun alav memayla, that there's not a malach, or a kayach is the right word, that is in charge of it. V'shoymer esoy, shemak esoy v'amr legadel, it hits it and tells it grow. Meaning, every blade of grass, does it exist in this world? That means there's this direct line. It's almost like it's on a rope, straight up to Shamayim, to some Olam Elyonos, that really, the only reason it's growing is because the message is being sent down to that grass grow. If number one, if there wouldn't be something in the Olamos HaYayinim, this blade of grass wouldn't even exist. Number two, not only wouldn't it exist, it won't grow, nothing would happen to it. So heim umikreyem. V'nimtza ha-koychis ha-heim sharoshim la-nimtzayim ha-shvayim ha-elah. So it comes out, these koychis are the roots for all these things here. V'nimtzayim ha-shvayim ha-nofim v'saladis ha-koychis ha-heim. And these nimtzayim in this world are just the branches and the tailadis of those koychis. V'nikshorim zeh b'zeh, they're attached kitabit ha-shashalas. They're like the rings on a chain. They're attached all the way up. Oid Mesiris Biyadeinu. Now we have another Mesirah. Shall call etzem v'chol mikra shenim tzoyim hashvalim ha'ela. That I'll call etzem on any entity. V'chol mikra shenim tzoyim hashvalim. And again, anything that happens to anything in this world. Hufkedu pikidim minasuk hamalochi shezacharnu l'mayla. Besides that they need a mikar in Shemayim to exist, there is also a jab that it's given over to the malachim that we had before. There's this whole concept of malachim. What's their job? Umasoim, their job is l'kayim ha'etzemahu, to keep that thing going, to maintain the order of it, hamikrahu, or to keep the things that happen to it. Besides there's existence, there's malachim who keep things in check. Make sure everything's going the way they're supposed to. Sometimes you have to change things. The Rabbeinu Shalom decides things have to change. Who takes care of that? He has malachim who takes care of these things. So if you want to know where is the real existence of the world, is it here? No. The real existence, umatzavay ha'amiti, means its true state of being, is really in the kaychas al-yoynim. V'soldus masha bohem humasha begashim imashfolim. Whatever happens up there, and it gives off a toilada, that's what happens down here. So we're seeing only a result of strings being pulled in the ilamas al-yoynim. וזה בין מה שמתחיל הסבריה ובין מה שמתחדש וסחלפוס הזמנים. This makes no difference what was in the beginning of creation when it was created, or whether things change, the Rabbanu Shalom wants things to change through time. והיינו כפי מה שנברא מן הכיחס ההם, whatever was created from those כיחס, וכפי הסידור שנסתרו והגבולים שהוגבלו, the way it was set up, the rules that were given to it, the גבולים, that's how it was created. ככה ימה שנשתלשו אחר כך לסיחוי כהשתלשלוס שרוצה בהסבר שמי. So the way it was created, those כיחס in שמיים are what then was transmitted and put down into this world the way the Rabbi Nisham wanted it. And whatever is Nisqadish, or was Nisqadish, and is Nisqadish, in those Kaychas El Yainim, Kachu Mashin Nisqadish and Nisqadish Bishvalim, so the result is, if something changes up there, it's going to change down here. Achein, he repeats himself again, Hamatzius, which means the existence, Hamatzav is the state, and the pattern, and all the other qualities that exist in the kaychais, meaning the essential nature, the true part of anything is the kayach ha'elyon. However the Rabbi Nisham decided he wants it, he decided this is what it should be, this is what order it should be, this is how it should be, that's all the true part of it. If you want to know, is the blade of grass, is that amitis ha'inyan, is that what this thing really is? That's not what it really is. The kayak above is what it really is. You want to know the existence and the state and the pattern of the things here, those are whatever happens up there is transmitted to here, what is supposed to happen to the things here. So that's the Yisoid Gadol to understand that this world being created, even the Olam HaGashmi, is not its own. It's really just the physical manifestation of the whole Olam HaRuchni above. Because everything here has Kaychus above. And really what happens is, the strings are first pulled above, and it's transmitted here. Anything that grows, anything that moves, anything that happens, it first happens there, and then it comes here. Now what he's going to explain, the beginning of all happenings, where does it take place? It happens first up, then it's a trickle down effect, it comes down to here. Things start off, become new, starts off above, it comes down. Like all good rules, there's always going to be an exception. Because that means to say that nothing here could happen without it first happening above. But there's one exception, and that's bechira. Man has free choice. That means to say you can't say that when man does something, it first was done up there and he has to then go do it. A blade of grass grows is because the Manasham set up there, it's got to start growing. It has to exist. It can't decide one day, okay, you know what, I want to grow a little bit more today. It has to come from above. Because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave man the Yechaylus, and that was the whole Taklis Briyas Olam, is he should have Bechira to choose from good to bad. So Rebbeinu Shem had to make it that he's not dependent on anything. He's not dependent on the Kaychas El Yainim. V'adarabba, meaning, not only did the Rabbi Hashem not make him talui in anything above, the exact opposite. He gave man the ability to influence the whole world and its creations. Meaning, that not only is man not dependent on the Kaychus El Yainim, he could manipulate the Kaychus El Yainim. When man chooses to do something, it's not just in the Olam HaGashmi. Something then moves in the Olam HaSel Yainim. The Kayach that gives the blade of grass, the Kayach to grow, starts up there and comes down. Man, when he chooses, he's causing something up there to move whichever way he decides to choose. So we end up here, the world has two tznuois influences that are exact opposites. Ho'achas, one of them is tibius, mukrachas, is the nature that's mukrachas, it's predetermined, it's determined already, that's nature, meaning it's not happening here, it happened already up there. Vashniya bechirius, and then there's the bechira, free choice. Ho'achas numailo lamata, the first one starts up and comes down. Vashniya numata lamaila, but bechira is the exact opposite. The mukrakas, the predetermined one, those are the things that move and happen in this world because first they were moved up there. That's the trickle down effect from above to below. And abechiris, but free choice, that's the man influences with his own choice. Now we have to understand the chiddush of this, and that is because when man does something, he could only do it on a physical sense. He's gashmius. He adam gashmi umaisav gashmi. Everything he does is physical, physical. But the very idea that all gashmius has a kesher and has a tie to ruchnius, to koichot al yainim, that means to say he may be yisnayeya hagashmi. If man will go and do something and influence and move and do anything to anything that's gashmius, yagia behemshech yispailus al koichot al yain shalom, there has to be an effect on the koichot al yain, because every gashmius is tied to the koichot al yain. So although man can't directly go to the koichot al yain and start with a remote control, start moving things around, but the very fact that he moves it, you have a rope, like a chain, it's connected to something on the bottom, you can set it down on the top. You could be on the top and start shaking it around and the bottom will move. You could be on the bottom and shake it and the top will move also. Now, it itself can't move itself on the bottom. It itself is being controlled by the top. The bottom, the blade of grass, has no koyach to move itself and make a ripple effect upwards. But man who has bechira could come over and give a gazum to shake and finish. He could take that blade of grass, right, which is supposed to be growing, which its koyach is saying growing, and he could step on it, and he could rip it out. What did he just do? That's it. That's the end of the blade of grass. Or, it was growing, he stepped on it, and now it has to wake up, has to take a long time to grow back again. What did he do? The koyach up there is screaming, grow, 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 right? But man with his bechira, doing something in this physical world, but because it's tied to there, he's going to make an effect. So not only is he not tied to the bechira, to his koyachas al yainin, because he has bechira, he can influence from the bottom upwards. Hefech atiba mukrachas shezacharim. Not just not being influenced by determined things by mukrachas, he's the exact opposite. Mukrachas is that up to down. He can go from down to up. Ve'ulam tzarech shateida, ki gam ha'adam atzmai en komasa bechirin. But we have to know that even man himself, not everything that happens to him and everything that he does and all of everything about him is not all his choice. There are things that he does have bechira. Then there are things that will happen mitzad gezeira el yoinel itzchar el anshay, whether it's ischar or it's einish. When we talk about the next chelik, we talk about hashkach and all these type of things. We'll talk about how there are certain things that just happen that are not dependent. The man doesn't have bechira in everything. So when it comes to the things that are gzeira, for that it's predetermined. That the Rabbeinu Shlomo made it has to happen this way, but depending on his actions, perhaps. So certain things have to happen. But why does that happen? It starts above. It starts above because it's a gzeira. What the Rabbeinu Shalom does is he moves around the kaychas al yainim, and that has its ripple down, trickle down effect to the person, and then if something happens to him. But those things that the Rabbi Nisham has decided that are for his Bechira, yes, he has Nuasim Umata, Lamayla Kamashab Yarno, starts here and moves upwards. In a Sidr Ha'adim Baruchu, Shekol Ha'yanim Asher Tipo Ba Mechirasa Shaladam, Yagia, Lahania, Batsnua Bechiris, Sakaita Sa'im, Ba'im Ba'isa Asher Ba Madrega Shekhaka Kwan. The Rabbanu Shel Olam said, with Masada he set up, that all things that are told in the Bechira of a person, so, there's going to be an effect, through his Bechira, how much? Again, only Ba'isa Hashir Ba'amadrega Shavakah. A man doesn't have free reign to go doing whatever he wants. Even in Bechira, and even his ability in his Bechira, there's only so much. However, the Rabbanu Shel Olam decided. Everything is the way he decided. V'ainu kilei ma'isav levadam yenuah. Now, but it's more than that. How did the Rabbanu Shel Olam decide that a person's bechira is? There are gvulim to it, but it's not only in actions. Alafilu dibura, his speech also could affect things. His speech, not only going and doing something, will affect kaifas al yainin. Dibur, afilu machshava, even machshava, a person could have machshavas, and those machshavas affect the olamas al yainin. This is God Nefesh HaChaim, Ruchayim V'Losh Nefesh HaChaim, folks about this barichas. That's Adam. Adam, when he does something, whatever he does through his bechira, it affects the olamas al yainin. And you could have different people, depending on their matrega, is how much effect they will have in the kaychas al yainin. You could have two people who do the exact same thing. But one person's actions are going to have such an effect in Shemayim because it is on such a high madrega. The other one will also have an effect, but only lefi who he is. So again, this man, he has bechira, he could do things at certain times, but each person also can see who he is how much influence he has. But again, the influence he has is only the amount that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam says that he has, the amount of kayak that he gives him. We'll just do a drop more just to finish this idea. But you have to understand something, and that is, man has the ability to choose, but the minute he chooses, he makes a domino effect that is out of his control after that. Meaning, after his bechiris, after his what he does with bechira, there's going to be behakrich tznua mukrachas. There's going to be something that's going to happen. Ki kevan sheisnayahu akoichas al yainim mitzad ha'adam, yinei yakzeru v'inayahu batznua ativis as ha'shvalam ha'mishtal shalim mehem. Because when man goes and shakes that imaginary rope, so he causes things in the olamas al yainim to start shaking around. By definition, whatever happens above, happens below. So Mamela, when he starts influencing things above, by definition, yes, he started it from down to up, but then it's going to go back down, because whatever he moves around there is going to come back down. He can't stop it anymore. He goes and he steps on the blade of grass, for example. Or he goes and he pulls it out. So I have bechira to pull it out. That's wonderful. Sticks it back in the ground. Well, let's see. I have bechira to put it back in, right? I have such a kayak, whatever I do here goes back up there, that's too late. Your bechira was to take it out. When you did that, you made such an effect in the love of Salyanim that it's a domino effect that's beyond your control anymore. So every action of bechira is not bechira and now I can change it. Bechira, I have a choice to do it. But I should realize that I start things moving around and going, and this is a very simple example of the blade of grass, but it's with all actions like that, that it's not any more bechira. It then could go beyond the person's control. V'ulam, yesh b'chol inyanim ha'elechuk in pratim rabim. Again, there's so many pratim in these things. Kipi g'masha gozer chachmol yayna. As I said, he mentioned this over and over. Bo'imek atzase yesh nois to briyosai. The way the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was gozer, it's the deepness of his eitzah that is good for the creation. V'shayru hadvar v'shurim rabim. And all these things depend on many different factors. Bein ma'agot tatsnua me'odam la'koichais. Bein ma'agot tatsnua me'akoichas l'shvalim. Whether we're talking about what man influences the koichais, whether we're talking about the koichais influencing the things here. V'alpi harazim ho'amukim ho'elu tzayvim kol gilgulei hanagosi sevar shumai b'chol ma'ashayi v'shiyyeh. According to all these deep secrets is the way that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has set up the world to work. Everything in the world happens happens along these lines. If we don't understand them, we don't know the rules, we don't know all the gvulim, but this is an idea of how things in this world run, how man has his own bechira, but at the same time his bechira has an effect on the entire world. That's why through actions a person is maila things in the world. Why is he maila things in the bria? Because when he does something, he does things to think kaychas al yainim. Kaychas al yainim then give their trickle-down effect to things in the bria. So if he brings kedusha and other things to the kaychas al yainim, it'll bring kedusha to things in this world. We don't understand what that means, how a blade of grass, how a piece of bread gets kedusha, but we now see a connection, right? When a person makes a brach on a piece of bread, or eats matzah, or he does something that's gashmi, so by definition what he's doing is, not just the gashmi, because everything gashmi does something in the kaychas. We want, with the blade of grass, it's easy to understand. We don't understand what eating the matzah does, or shaking the lulav. But it has to be, if the lulav is here, and I'm shaking it, I'm doing something to its kayach up there. I'm being moisif kedusha. I'm giving it its tachlis, or whatever it is. It's not just happening here. And then, by definition, if that gets an aliyah in Shamayim, so whatever it's connected to down in this world also gets some type of aliyah, because there's talis ebezet. So when you see this connection, you now can see a little bit of what it means to be mekadesh es hagashmi, to use the world for ruchnias, to be maila de bria. It's not just, I shook the lulav, so I used it for a mitzvah, so there's some type of kedusha now surrounding this thing. It's not that. I've affected olam etzal yainim, kaychis, which then come back and affect this lulav. Everything has gotten aliyah because the ruchni is tikkavelt, everything has gotten aliyah. And the same thing is when a person does something in Aveira, he's moisif tumah, the Nevi Shachayim talked about it. A person in his makshava has a makshava of tumah or something like that, he's worse than what Titus did of bringing his into the Kedush HaKadoshim, because that Beis HaMikdash, says the Nefesh HaKayim, is the fake Beis HaMikdash. The real Beis HaMikdash is in Shemayim. And when you brought Tumah into that Beis HaMikdash, you bring Tumah into the real Beis HaMikdash. And that's worse than what the Goyim could do in the physical Beis HaMikdash, because everything is really not just physical, it's in the Olam HaTzal Yainim. A person can be Maisif Tumah, can be Maisif Kedusha. It has its trickle down effect back to this world, but it starts here, goes up. But by that time, again, we said, it's out of the person's control. If he does a mitzvah, it's good, it's out of its control. He can be maisif more. Tumah, it takes a lot to go and now try to fix up all the tumah that was caused because of a person's averus. That's the idea over here. We will stop over here and continue next week. I just want to say, the next week I'm going to be in Lakewood, Bezaz Hashem. I do hope to give the shiur in Lakewood. If there's anyone listening from Lakewood who's interested in hosting the shiur, and or can't just have a host, we need people who are willing to attend. If there are people willing to attend, you can either call me or email me, and I will then be on Kalal Lashon for the local girls. If you still want to listen, you'll be able to listen. I will email everyone the update of where it is or when it is and make sure that it is happening. But Bez Hashem, I don't want it to be a hafsek. I do have a chasana there, but Bez Hashem will still, 9 o'clock, hopefully give the shiur somewhere. Next week's winter vacation, yeah. So I'm going to Lake of Chasna Wednesday night, Bez Hashem. I'm going anyway, so like, I have to go visit my in-laws, you know, once a year. So, I'll be a regular once a year. But, so while I'm there for the...